How you doing, guys? Welcome back to White Noise Radio. I am your host, Pace, otherwise known as Troy Thomas. I'm really happy to be doing these again. I'm happy I can do them at a really rapid rate. Virtually, if I really wanted to, I could do these every single day. Now, unfortunately, my schedule will not permit for that. You know, I have work, school, personal social life, music, and all that stuff comes before this. But still want to do it because it's fun. When I'm bored and laundry's going, house is clean, homework's done, it's a great thing to do to kill time, especially when it's almost 1 a.m. And even if I wanted to go out, there's no point in doing that. So what I'm saying is that this is the last resort to anything I would want to do in life right now. No, I'm kidding. But no, I love doing this, and I'm happy to be back doing it pretty frequently. So I'm gonna get right into it. The first song I have for you guys today is by Chris Cab again. I played it multiple times, most recently on my last podcast, the first one in a very long time. I played the song Colors off of his new album / mixtape Red Road, featuring that song was featuring Mike Posner. This song is a solo song, and I think this song is, although it's on, you know, they're both on the same level, every song he puts out is great, as I've mentioned before. Personally, I like this song the most off of the album. Just, I don't know, it's just, you'll see it. It's really a kind of self-explanatory how good this song will make you feel. But anyway, without further ado, again, I'm going to try to stop rambling on this podcast. I'm going to try to not talk as much. I love the sound of my voice, and I'm sure you guys do too. Sarcasm. But the music is what is most important. So without further ado, here's the song Heaven by Chris Cab off of his new album, Red Road. Go pick it up on iTunes or free on his website. Either way, check it out. Enjoy.
Terminator, this dude who really hated, just looking for protection with the Bible and a prayer. She really need a savior or someone to save her.
Screaming, somebody help me out. Wild way until the end of time to make yourself complete. You said heaven is all you need. Wild way until the end of time to set your body free. True. She opened up the window and the sky was blue. Finally she felt alive.
It's only in our nature, the modern teenager. They get messed up and they worry way later. On the day of her epiphany, she saw the world differently.
She said heaven is right here and now. Why wait until the end of time to make yourself complete? You said heaven is all you need. Set your body free. Right now, heaven is all I see. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why wait until the end of time to make yourself complete? You said heaven is all you need. Why wait until the end of time to set your body free?
All right, guys, that was Heaven by Chris Cab off of his newest album, Red Road. Go pick that up on iTunes for $10, I believe. If you want to get it for free, you're more than welcome to on Chris Cab's website, chriscab.com. But definitely, if you want to support him and, you know, help him make more music, more art for us, for me, for you, go ahead and buy the album. Or buy the song. Just buy Heaven if you want to. Who cares? But Heaven is definitely worth it. Definitely worth it for 99 cents. Come on now. All right. Next, we're going to get into the next song. This is by Intuition. I played two tracks with him on it the last podcast, one original and one where he was rapping over a Rafael Sadiq song. This one is the exact same thing. He's rapping again on a Rafael Sadiq track. The song is called Good Man, one of my favorite Rafael Sadiq songs, actually. This is off of his mixtape, which is free, by the way. It's called I Ruin These Songs For You 2, T-double-O, at the end. Like, also, I don't need to tell you what that means, but... just go to Intuition's Bandcamp. Just Intuition, Intuition. And he has both this mixtape and the other one, I Ruined These Songs For You, and I Ruined These Songs For You Too. Both of them for free on his Bandcamp to download, for sure. Definitely some good music. And what I love about those two projects is that it introduces you to him and his style and his... the vibe that he presents, but at the same time you have an album that has a big, huge variety of music. I mean, he raps over a song by the Black Keys on there, and then he raps over a Rafael Sadiq, so who's really soulful and has R&B stylings. So it's really nice to have that. It's really, really refreshing, really. But anyway, we'll get right into it. This is Rafael Sadiq featuring Intuition. The song is called Good Man. Hope you enjoy.
I'm a good man, food on the table. Working two jobs, ready, willing, and able. Check, good man, I'm having fun. Got no kids, and I love the Lord. Check, good man, I'm anonymous. Never did time, maybe just once. Check, good man, and I put it down. Wanna say it twice, but I put it down. Check.
How could you ever walk away?
Question all my good intentions. Even when you took offense and claimed I never stood attentive, I was there. Fred Astaire dancing in the deluge. You had your chance to stay true while I advanced and made moves and made time. Voicemail sounded like a hate line. You ugly on the inside, better hope you stay fine. Pushing forth that negativity, I'm trying to shake mine. Turning small fights into a fucking second rate crime. Always throwing shit and slapping me. You're lucky I'm a good man, or else you wouldn't have your teeth. You got some tall tales woven in your tapestry. Spewing all that hate speak, then come crawling back to me. You say I'll die alone, we know that ain't the truth. I'm the best man you ever met during your wasted youth. You need some basic maintenance to help you change your tune. I'm just too big a person to waste the strength of hate on you.
That was the hardest time of my life.
Alright guys, that was Good Man featuring Intuition by Rafael Sadiq off of Intuition's free mixtape, I Ruin These Songs For You Too. Hope you enjoyed that. He's, again, I've said this before, he's one of my favorite MCs out there. Incredibly underrated. I honestly really, I go as far as saying he's the most underrated hip-hop artist, in period, that I know of. You may have an argument, but that I know of, that I hear, that I've heard of, in my opinion, he's the most underrated hip-hop artist right now. And so is his producer Equilibrium. Not Equilibrium, but Equilibrium. An incredibly underrated hip-hop producer. It's fucking nuts. Look out for their new album. It's coming out soon. They haven't released a date yet, haven't released a name, but once a month they're putting out a new music video with a brand new song on it, and they keep mentioning a new album coming out, so I just really wish it was coming out sooner. If that's $20, I'll buy it either way. $10, $5, $20, I'll even throw $50 at them. I don't give a shit, they're that good. But anyway, here's the next song. Another artist I had on the last podcast. I apologize for maybe not giving you guys that much variety, but it's been a while, so I definitely have a lot of music that I want to send you guys. So I'm kind of playing catch up, if you will. And both the last podcast and this podcast are definitely going to be a lot alike because of that reason. And don't worry, I'll get away from that, but it's all great music anyway. That's the goal anyway. So this song is by Big Crit. I showed you guys a new song off of his newest mixtape that he just released, King Remembered in Time. Oddly enough, I think that's the acronym for his Big Crit name, the Crit part. And yeah, get right into it. Guy doesn't really need much of an introduction. Last time I played Bigger Picture for you guys off this mixtape. Now I'm playing R.E.M. as in Rapid Eye. off the same mixtape. This one's a little older. He released a music video for this, which is a fucking dope music video, by the way. If you have not seen it yet, please see that. Again, there's always going to be a song on my mixtape that has a music video to it that you have to see. R.E.M. by Big Crit is that music video. Go check it out on YouTube. Pause this podcast right now if you want to. Go watch it. Come back. Listen to the song without the video. Or just wait till the whole podcast is done. Listen to my beautiful voice. And then go watch that. Do whatever you want to do. Go get some Kool-Aid. Eat some popcorn. Probably a terrible mix. Who cares? But anyway, this is Big Crit, R.E.M. Hope you enjoy. Check it out.
Was ill if you a dream or a nightmare? How dare I rap about my real life? Good Lord, I gave my all, but this don't feel right. Jigaboo's a minstrel, you, but never me. Blackface, my blackface could never be. Sambo, my camo, say otherwise. That revolution of mine, they'll never televise. One album, I'm still kicking. Def Jam, tell them I'm still whipping. Tell them I'm still winning. Tell them I'm still in it. Next time I drop a bomb, I swear I'ma kill niggas. No pause is needed, I swear I don't feel niggas. Snakes in my front yard, I swear I'ma deal with it. All is still hitting. Pray that they still get it. I feel like I failed y'all, it's hard to live with it. My dreams. Dreams, cause I'm more spiritual than lyrical. Produce my whole album, that's nothing short of a miracle. Was I wrong to be so heavy-hearted? I refuse to give up what I started. For false awards and cover boards in every store. A different shores of war when all my people poor. Yeah, there's some brawls galore, but yeah, I wanted more. Fuck a reality show, I'd rather do a tour. I'd rather crowd surf before I live. As if God ain't real, I'd rather die first. Bury me inside a cemetery. Remember me as just a visionaire. I'm more Geronimo Pratt, Dino G. Bobby. They love the fact you made it, but hate the fact you got it. The stairway to heaven is packed, I'm in the lobby. Too scared to go to sleep, cause most times I often die in my dreams.
All right, guys, that was Big Crit with REM. Let me know what you guys think. If you guys are seeing this on Facebook or whatever, post a comment. Let me know which song was better. You know, put like a REM greater sign, bigger picture, to let me know what you think of the two songs that I posted about Big Crit. I personally think Bigger Picture is slightly better than REM, simply for the overall production value and enjoy, like, I don't know, the how much I enjoy listening to the song, I guess. But at the same time, I think REM has a little better wordplay and is a little more complex. And again, go see that music video, please. That's the one you have to see after you listen to this podcast, or right now, do whatever you want. But REM by Big Crit, please go watch that. All right, let's jump into the next track. Kind of going away from hip hop again. Another artist that I had on the last podcast, this is Alt J. Last time I showed you guys the song Tessellate. Big ups to my boy Scherf for showing me that and turning me on to this group. This song is another song from their album, An Awesome Wave. And the song is called Breeze Blocks. Another great song. Again, such an amazingly different and refreshing vibe, at least to my ears, maybe not to yours. You know, they're a new artist for me that you may have listened to them for years. But, I mean, they're kind of like an electric Black Keys. That may be a terrible analogy or spot on. I don't know. But either way, great music, great song, great band. Here it is, Breeze Blocks by Alt J. Alt-J. Check it out. Hope you enjoy.
She may contain the urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Cedrazine, your fever scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the wild things go? They go along to take your honey. Break down our weed, build our breakfast down and say my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle, toe to toe. The fear has gripped me, but here I go. My heart sings as I jump up. Pistol shows, hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine, my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle and toe to toe. The fear has gripped me, but here I go. My heart sings as I jump up. Soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Germaline, disinfect the scene. My love, love, love. Please don't go. I love you so, my lovely.
Please don't go. I love you so. I love you so. Please don't go.
guys. That was Alt J with Breeze Blocks. Hope you enjoyed that song. Very different from a lot of the music that you're hearing on this podcast, but it's always nice to kind of have something special in there versus everything else that's been repeated, I guess, a million times. This next song, another artist that I have on the last podcast. Again, I told you this is going to be this way for at least this podcast. Hopefully not so much in the next one, but trust me, after this podcast, it's going to start getting better and more variety. But again, I'm playing catch up. This is by Artificial. I showed you guys that group last time. Again, you may know them, may not. But the song that I showed you guys last time was The Payback featuring Kay Sparks. And again, Artificial is not spelled like artificial intelligence. It's like the words art and official put together, just bunched together into one word. So that way, if you're ever looking them up, that's how you spell it. And it's definitely important that you spell it that way. But this is also from that same mixtape that they released, which is a free mixtape, by the way, The Payback. I showed you the song, The Payback, last time. This is another song from that same mixtape, which is a free mixtape. The song is called Oceanography, featuring Recognize with a W. W, Recognize. This song, oh my gosh, when I heard this, this is actually the song that I was introduced to Artificial with. Oceanography, it's basically they're reworking the song The Ocean by Led Zeppelin. And if you're a music fan and you don't know that song, then take away that title of music fan or music lover. The Ocean is an amazing song. It's a classic from one of the greatest bands, if not the greatest rock band of all time. I want to argue with the Beatles or whoever you want to say, whatever. But Led Zeppelin, legends. And this song, a legend by them, being reworked by an incredible band slash group. And I love what they did with it. I'm actually jealous of what they did with it. This is the kind of stuff that I want to do and hopefully can do. Gotta find a band though. Fuck, that's hard. That's hard to do, finding a band. But anyway, this is Oceanography featuring Recognize by Artificial. Hope you enjoy. Check it out.
I see everything vividly, barreling down and then settling. I'm caught up in the rubble, but I don't dare struggle. Fumbling the ball is not an option when you're in the jungle. It's outstanding how these animals will handle you. I do business with the swiftness, understand I'm man enough. And in the world, it's as hot as can be. But I keep in mind my environment's a product of me. It's a product of me.
Mouth to mouth like a peace pipe. Each night city lights remind me that each life's a brief time to seize mine. No peace till I D.I.E. So you see I move with the breeze, but hit like it's ether. Back down to ease up, melt your receivers as we pass through your speakers. Cause this year we're about to turn the heat up, believe us. Another reason why these cats seem to fear us. Fear of the unknown, yo, we're so mysterious. But we embrace the unknown, we're so curious. And put the flags down on the ground to claim areas. With the yokels when we push that soul, but they never seem to jump the boat. I got a pocket full of shells waiting for me in hell, and the reason why I don't know. Artificial paid back to the state of the track. Most flow today just don't flow. Give me a riff and a spliff and I'm out of control. Shit, I think it's about time to go.
Hey! motion like I'm the king of Atlantis. Flow so well that I don't need a breathing apparatus. Watch them fake trying to be the baddest, that's the saddest. They try to hang but end up both so Jonathan Brandis. See, I learn brackets till the chords cause me callous. Brain's bipolar and the floor's unbalanced, huh. By now I'm feeling like Alice. Penning this in ice cold Miami, tell me how sporadic that is. See, I walk crooked from the whiskey and flask. Either straight up on the rocks or I mix it and match. Give me a moment just to own it with my gift to the gab. Stuck on an island where it seems I'm forced to kick to the crabs. Crabs.
Alright guys, that was Oceanography by Artificial featuring Recognize off of their free mixtape. Again, free. The Payback. Go pick that up for sure. Alright, going right back into it. Gonna stay with the hip-hop flavor, and I'm gonna give you another artist that's already been on this podcast. He was on the last podcast twice. I'm really high on this guy, and I'm gonna be on him for a while. He's snuck in there as one of my top favorite MCs. Intuition. Another original by him. So the last podcast I had a cover or like a rework of his, an original. Same thing with this podcast. The song, again, it's by Intuition with Equilibrium, his producer. It's going to be on their upcoming album whenever it comes out, whatever it's going to be called. But the song is called Make Better. Another music video you need to check out, Intuition and Equilibrium. The song is called Make Better. Check the music video out. But for now, listen to this amazing song. Enjoy.
Learn the lack of love is hate. You grab your shit as if to pack and run away. You say you wanna leave, face the facts you're gonna stay. Cause your life's right here, dry your eyes, wipe tears. Never trust that vision from your right side mirror. Cause your hindsight's clear, but the future's wide open. Sometimes life hits you from the blind side. Oh, it's like your timeline's broken. Hoping for a sign that your soul's not folding while you're floating with the tides. Don't sit at home alone, cold when it's July. You better fail hard and fail fast, knowing that you tried. Cause when my life ends, I want more than five friends drinking at my funeral, talking about our time spent. One bigger problems than a 9-to-5 and high rent. I wanna find a mindset to want more than I get. I don't got the way figured out. You can't play if you stay sitting down now. Don't bow out. Cause every day is a war. You fall down, gotta come back for more, more. The floor is yours. Stop waiting for the days and feet to the pavement. It's never too late when it's time to take measures, measures. Fuck the bullshit, we gon' prove it's bigger than a movement. Hands up, who is trying to make better? You sure beat yourself up a lot. And from the outside looking in, it's tough to watch. You got time left, fam, check another clock. A closed door's just a block, you better bust the lock. And shrug it off, never let them see the effort. Invest in best networks and let the rest fester. Don't measure success by the rest, it's less pressure to dive into it head first and ride for what you exert. It hurts less to just hurt, don't avoid it. The product of the pain tends to make for more enjoyment. It's something that you'll toil with, growing past your pride. So fail hard and fail fast, knowing that you tried. Cause when it's all gone, I won't blame the fall on the fact I never put my everything into these small songs. Won't try to change what's already on the wall drawn. I won't blame anyone, I'll know I did it all wrong. I don't got the way figured out. You can't play if you stay sitting down now. Don't bow out. Cause every day is a war. You fall down, gotta come back for more, more. The floor is yours. Stop waiting for the days and feet to the pavement. It's never too late when
It's time to take measures, measures. Fuck the bullshit, we gon' prove it's bigger than a movement. Hands up, who is
trying to make
better? Stop waiting.
Stop
for the
waiting.
To the it's never too late.
It's
when.
Never too late.
Alright guys, that was Make Better by Intuition and Equilibrium. Let's get right next to the next song. Let's just do it. Let's just like rubber band right off, right away. Let's go. This song is probably the most well-known song on this entire podcast. One of the most well-known songs you'll hear me do. I don't like doing... I mean, I have no problem with doing a mainstream song or something that's getting a lot of recognition. But I try to stay away from it because I feel like it's unfair to you guys. It's an injustice if I... play a song that you guys have probably already heard, because then what's the point of this podcast, right? But I'm really high on the song right now. I like it a lot, to a certain degree. But on the flip side, I have some major animosity to this song. The song is by Chris Brown. Big shocker, I know, because why would I play Chris Brown on a podcast that's supposed to be about new music? The song is pretty new. It's been out for a couple weeks, but it's Fine China. It's his newest single. Reason why I love it. It's the Chris Brown that people, I think, hope for. The Chris Brown that I think people want. Why I hate it? It's too much like Michael Jackson, and you'll see why. The sound of it sounds very much like Off the Wall. And a lot of other earlier, more R&B style MJ music in the, you know, the early 80s, late 90s, early 80s, before Thriller. Even some of Thriller, but mostly Off the Wall. This is where the stylings come from. But what really bugs me, it's not a big deal, because Chris Brown takes so much influence from MJ. I mean, he openly takes the influence from MJ, and that's okay. I mean, it's inevitable. But what really kills me is how far Chris Brown goes into emulating Michael Jackson in this song, to the point where you'll hear him do, you know, the now infamous grunts and yells and sounds that Michael Jackson does in his music. And it's really, I mean, it's cool, it's interesting, but it's a disservice to MJ to call this song original, because it almost sounds like Michael Jackson like is in the room with him, telling him what to do, saying, hey, do this, because I do that. Or it almost sounds like it's MJ on the track, and like people are just saying it's Chris Brown, and they just put like a slight voice change on it. It's that close. But anyway, it's still a great song, and the reason why it's probably a good song is because it's that much like MJ. But whatever, I hope you guys enjoy it. If you guys haven't heard it already, not saying you live under a rock, but at the same time, song is everywhere right now. Great song, nonetheless, whatever. Let me know what you think in the comments, whatever. Let me know, do you like this song? Do you think it's too much like MJ? Do you think it's original? Either way, if you disagree with me, if you think I'm dead on, let me know. Love to hear your guys' comments and your opinions. But anyway, this is Fine China by Chris Brown. Hope you enjoy. Check it out.
In a door, I just gotta know, 'cause you're
Alright, that was Fine China by Michael Jackson. I mean Chris Brown. Sorry. Sorry about the mistake. It's easy to do. Forgive me. Alright, the next song I'm actually really, really excited to show you. Call me selfish, but this song is featuring me. It's an original song I wrote. It's an acoustic version of a song I wrote. The original's not even out yet, but... So this is the original, I guess. The song is called Understudy. It's featuring Taylor Costello. Beautiful voice. She is an angel. And her man, her boy, one of my good friends, Ty Sugg. Ty Sugg's playing rhythm guitar on this. Taylor Costello is singing the hook slash chorus. And she is also playing piano in the song. I'm simply just rapping to him, I think. But anyway, the song is called Understudy. Not really much left to say about it. Hope you guys enjoy it. And don't worry, we're coming to a close soon. We have a couple more songs left. Want to give you guys like a less hard-hitting song, more of an easy-listening song. But anyway, this is Understudy featuring Taylor Costello and Ty Sugg by yours truly, Pace. Enjoy.
Afraid of everything that ever showed its face. From my father to an ex I always used to love to hate. Crazy, ain't it? I just ain't, yeah, my stomach's weak. Every nervous shot, I'm sorry if it's hard to speak. Speaking easy isn't easy when you're losing all your teeth. Stutter till you start to think I'm some sort of freak. I would be the greatest if the greatest never breathed. Irrelevant to you, but I will never leave. Freezing under every bridge is where this otter sleeps. Gripping tightly to his paints, afraid of all the thieves. Squeeze the tubes like it puts his mind at ease. Waiting patiently to create a masterpiece. I'm better than your favorite artist, but I'm nothing much. I'm skipping meals so I can buy another brush. I've got a couple of cases that were pounded in the rain. 8 amazing pieces, now just dripping in paint. Reds, blues, greens, 50 shades of gray and purple. My days are full of pain, my mind is racing circles. Haunted by the hand who painted 779. I'm slowly being blinded by the man who changed my life. There's Mr. Leonardo, Michelangelo, Picasso, Titian, Botticelli, Jackson Pollock, Caravaggio.
Tell you who to be, but all you need to know is that you just believe. They say you need to know exactly who you are, but how can you know until you go real far?
Tell me, what's the point of even trying? I've done it, if it wasn't for her smile, you'd be nothing. Tell me something, do you really think you've earned all the acknowledgement you've gotten? I'll be honest, everything you've done is garbage, it's rotten. Oh, excuse me, was that rude of me to call you out? Excuse me, but I'll go back to painting people's mouths. It's nothing special when you think about a valued face, but if you make them crooked, people stare at them for many days. It's all subliminal, he's an artist but a con. He does the minimum to make you think he painted God. But if you break it down, you'll discover something true, that everything he did is overrated and nothing new. Call it bitter, but I'm better than his shitty work. We built the hype cause we've been told that he became the first. That's fucking stupid. I understand that he's a standard, but what about the aftermarket man that you've abandoned? Generic branded, cheap in price, but it tastes the same. Why do people pay the extra dollar if it's just a name? Is this a joke? Tell me, cause I don't understand. I'm mortar with the canvas, but I promise you he's just a man. Cause truth be told, I've studied all my master's work. Every page, every book, front to back and then reverse. Do we really judge a book by its cover? Guess we do. Why? Because he's older? Man, fuck your elders. They pave the way without direction, leading by example cause they lack in good selection. Preaching Christian values every morning at the table, cheating husbands over mothers, doing drugs to keep them stable. Shocking, isn't it? We come from them and then become them. Who'd have thought that I would end up lonely, riding buses, burning bridges, rubbing dirt on top of stitches, painting bitches. I'm just a superstitious understudy.
tell you who you are. But all you need to know is that you'll go real far. They say you need to know exactly where you go. But all you need to know is that it goes real slow.
All right, well, that was me featuring Taylor Costello and Ty Sugg. The song's called Understudy. I'll be having a project coming out called Understudy, actually, under the same title. It's going to be a very, very small release, just four songs. Right now, it's in the process of being mixed and mastered, and hopefully, you know, I like what I hear when we're done with it, and can't wait to give it to the world, and I'll let you guys listen to it. So be on the lookout for that. But anyway, the next song, another mainstream song, but definitely not as well known. Definitely nowhere near as big as Chris Brown. It's from a newer artist. Can't say up and coming because he's on the radio and he's getting a lot of mainstream label help. The artist is named Ollie Murs, or Ollie Murs. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Olly space Murs. Great voice. I was actually turned on to this guy with my girlfriend. She played me a song for him, song of him, and she said she liked him just because she was reminded a lot of Maroon 5 when she heard him. She's a big Maroon 5 fan, and she was right, definitely. The guy has a great voice, a lot of similarity to Adam Levine, a little lower tone, not as high pitched sometimes, which in my opinion I like more. I'm not that big a fan of Adam Levine, like vocal wise. I know, I'm an asshole, whatever. But anyway, this song is called What a Buzz. It's not a single of his or anything like that. It's a song that I got his album, and I was listening to it. And this is the song that really stood out to me. Not the one that's on the radio and nothing like that, but this one, What a Buzz. And if you don't know, it's off of his album, Right Place, Right Time. Go check that out, by the way. Yeah, no, it's, you know, you probably already heard this before, but definitely go check it out and, you know, support the dude. But anyway, this is What a Buzz by Ollie Murs. Check it out.
Well, everything except I'm laughing like a lunatic at everything she says. Got ketchup on my trousers and my cheeks are going red. Tonight I drink wine with the girl I just met. I had to think of things to do to stop my nervous hands. The label on the bottle never really stood a chance. The salt and pepper pots were getting well into their dance. Tonight I went out with the girl I just met. What a buzz.
I might love. Well, everything except I'm laughing like a lunatic at everything she says. Got ketchup on my trousers and my cheeks are going red. Tonight I drink wine with the girl I just met. What a buzz.
Alright guys, that was What a Buzz by Ollie Murs from his new album, his debut album, Right Place, Right Time. Alright guys, we're on to the very last song. Definitely another one I'm incredibly happy to show you guys. Before I get into it, I just want to say thank you for listening. Again, to the one person out there, to the five people out there, to the 500. That's a big jump. To the 50, whatever. Whoever's listening, thank you. I'm really happy to do this for you guys. Please, spread the word, please, because I don't do this for money. I literally do this on my free time whenever I do have that free time, which more often than not is more than I should have. And I really just want to, you know, do it for fun because I like doing it, and I want you guys to have some good music in your life. Not trying to patronize anybody, saying you guys don't know what good music is, but if I can give you guys a song every podcast that you are addicted to and listen to for the next month and fall in love with, and if you fall in love with a new artist because of me, then that makes me extremely happy. Makes me feel like I did something for you and enriched your life. But anyway, please spread the word. You know, domino effect's gonna happen. One person tells a friend, he tells two friends, they tell their friends, she tells their mother, so on and so forth. Pyramid scheme. Runaway. All right, this last song is by someone who you just heard for the first time, Taylor Costello. This is and Ty Sugg again. Ty Sugg is playing the guitar on this. This is a cover by them. Taylor Costello is singing Angels by the XX. By the way, if you don't know who the XX is, turn off my podcast. Just kidding, don't do that. But check out them too. They're incredible act. The XX. Oh my god. But anyway, this is Angels. Taylor Costello covering the XX. I really hope you enjoy it. Love her voice. Have a good one, guys. White Noise Radio. Peace.
This is Taylor and Tyler's cover of the XX Angels. Enjoy. Light reflects from your shadow is more than I thought could exist. You move through the room like dreaming was easy. If someone believed me, they would be as in love with you as I am. They would be as in love with you as I am. They would be as in love with you as I am. They would be in love, love, love. And every day I'm learning about you, the things that no one else sees. And the end comes too soon, like dreaming of ages. And living without them, and living without them, being as in love with you as I am, being as in love with you as I am, being as in love with you as I am, being as in love, 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 love. love, 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 love. And with words unspoken, a silent devotion, I know you know what I mean. And the end is unknown, but I think that I'm ready, as long as you're with me. Being as in love with you as I am, being as in love with you as I am, being as in love with you as I am, being as in love, love, love.